Вариант 7. Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит 2 раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1. Вы услышите 4 коротких диалога, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. Установите соответствие между диалогами и местами, где они происходят. К каждому диалогу подберите соответствующее место действия, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое место действия из списка 1-5 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее место действия. Запишите в таблицу выбранные цифры под соответствующими буквами. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Dialogue A.
It must be somewhere here. I remember that the house faces a playground, and there's a large supermarket on the other side of the street.
It's probably better to call your friend and ask for the exact address.
I can't. She's not answering her phone. Well, this place looks familiar. Can we turn left at the traffic lights?
No, we'll have to go a bit further and make a U-turn to get back.
Right, yes. I definitely remember this billboard with an airline advert.
Dialogue B. Do you have any idea where we are now?
No, not really.
I guess we've already reached halfway, so we are over the Indian Ocean, probably.
Probably.
Would you mind looking through the window to check whether there is water below or not?
Look, I'm really sorry, but I'm having my coffee. I don't want to spill it on myself because of your idle curiosity.
Dialogue C.
I've left the list at home, I'm afraid.
Never mind. We know what we need, don't we? The main thing is not to take useless things we are not going to use anyway.
The main thing is not to forget the things we need. I always forget stuff like sugar, salt, spices.
Okay then, we'll start at the grocery section. It's over there, next to the dairy products.
And I also want to buy some instant coffee.
That must be in the groceries too. Dialogue D. How about some coffee?
I think you've been having too much of it lately.
It's because coffee helps me think and keeps me awake. I want to complete the project by the morning.
Are you saying that you are going to be up the whole night?
Probably not. I feel really tired.
You'll get more done if you go to bed on time and get up earlier tomorrow.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the dialogues again. Dialogue A.
It must be somewhere here. I remember that the house faces a playground, and there's a large supermarket on the other side of the street.
It's probably better to call your friend and ask for the exact address.
I can't. She's not answering her phone. Well, this place looks familiar. Can we turn left at the traffic lights?
No, we'll have to go a bit further and make a U-turn to get back.
Right, yes. I definitely remember this billboard with an airline advert.
Dialogue B. Do you have any idea where we are now?
No, not really.
I guess we've already reached halfway, so we are over the Indian Ocean, probably.
Probably.
Would you mind looking through the window to check whether there is water below or not?
Look, I'm really sorry, but I'm having my coffee. I don't want to spill it on myself because of your idle curiosity.
Dialogue C.
I've left the lists at home, I'm afraid.
Never mind. We know what we need, don't we? The main thing is not to take useless things we are not going to use anyway.
The main thing is not to forget the things we need. I always forget stuff like sugar, salt, spices.
OK then, we'll start at the grocery section. It's over there, next to the dairy products.
And I also want to buy some instant coffee.
That must be in the groceries too. Dialogue D. How about some coffee?
I think you've been having too much of it lately.
It's because coffee helps me think and keeps me awake. I want to complete the project by the morning.
Are you saying that you are going to be up the whole night?
Probably not. I feel really tired.
You'll get more done if you go to bed on time and get up earlier tomorrow.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы два раза услышите 5 высказываний, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Установите соответствие между высказываниями и утверждениями следующего списка. Каждому высказыванию подберите соответствующее утверждение, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое утверждение из списка 1-6 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Запишите в таблицу выбранные цифры под соответствующими буквами. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A. No, I don't mind winter at all. It gives us Christmas, snow, skiing and skating. But it's much too long for me. When February comes, I'm starting to feel depressed and sometimes even get ill. It happens, I think, because there's not enough sunshine. It's often gloomy and bleak. The snow is not fresh and crisp anymore. It turns into unpleasant slush under your feet. The only thing that keeps me going is the prospect of spring, which is really close. Speaker B.
Unlike most of my friends, who prefer summer to any other season, I don't like it too much. For me, winter is nicer. It's probably because I was born in January. I also love the winter holidays. Yes, they are much shorter than the summer holidays, but much more intense. There's Christmas. That brightens up the short days and makes the long nights look like fairy tales. And the winter activities are more joyful than idly lying on a beach on a hot and stuffy summer day, aren't they?
Speaker C. We usually stay at home for the Christmas holidays. The holidays are short and there's always lots of entertainment available in our city. However, once we went to a place where my parents' friends lived. It was a cottage in the mountains. I'd never seen so much snow. All the slopes, the fir trees and the huge pines were covered in snow. We skied down the slopes, which was a new experience for me, had snowball fights and even cooked food on a special outdoor stove. Speaker D.
We are considering going somewhere for the winter holidays, but we are not sure yet that we'll manage it. Anyway, recently I saw a gorgeous ski suit in the sportswear department, and I couldn't help buying it. It's a two-piece suit, a jacket and matching trousers. The trousers are black with white stripes, and the jacket is white with a black and silver print. It also has a hood, which is very convenient, and it feels warm and comfy. I'll be wearing it, even if we have to stay in the city.
Speaker E. I think it's pretty silly to spend all the holiday in the city. I suggest that we visit our Aunt Mary for a few days. She's invited us to come. She lives in a beautiful area of the countryside. Even the snow there looks different from the snow in the city. It's really white. We can ski in the morning, have lunch in a local cafe, and Aunt Mary will probably make her famous mince pies for us in the evening. What do you think? You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the texts again. Speaker A. No, I don't mind winter at all. It gives us Christmas, snow, skiing and skating. But it's much too long for me. When February comes, I'm starting to feel depressed and sometimes even get ill. It happens, I think, because there's not enough sunshine. It's often gloomy and bleak. The snow is not fresh and crisp anymore. It turns into unpleasant slush under your feet. The only thing that keeps me going is the prospect of spring, which is really close. Speaker B.
Unlike most of my friends who prefer summer to any other season, I don't like it too much. For me, winter is nicer. It's probably because I was born in January. I also love the winter holidays. Yes, they are much shorter than the summer holidays, but much more intense. There's Christmas. That brightens up the short days and makes the long nights look like fairy tales. And the winter activities are more joyful than idly lying on a beach on a hot and stuffy summer day, aren't they?
Speaker C. We usually stay at home for the Christmas holidays. The holidays are short and there's always lots of entertainment available in our city. However, Once we went to a place where my parents' friends lived. It was a cottage in the mountains. I'd never seen so much snow. All the slopes, the fir trees and the huge pines were covered in snow. We skied down the slopes, which was a new experience for me, had snowball fights and even cooked food on a special outdoor stove. Speaker D.
We are considering going somewhere for the winter holidays, but we are not sure yet that we'll manage it. Anyway, recently I saw a gorgeous ski suit in the sportswear department, and I couldn't help buying it. It's a two-piece suit, a jacket, and matching trousers. The trousers are black with white stripes, and the jacket is white with a black and silver print. It also has a hood, which is very convenient, and it feels warm and comfy. I'll be wearing it, even if we have to stay in the city.
Speaker E. I think it's pretty silly to spend all the holiday in the city. I suggest that we visit our Aunt Mary for a few days. She's invited us to come. She lives in a beautiful area of the countryside. Even the snow there looks different from the snow in the city. It's really white. We can ski in the morning, have lunch in a local cafe, and Aunt Mary will probably make her famous mince pies for us in the evening. What do you think? This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3.8. Вы услышите разговор двух знакомых. В заданиях 3.8 в поле ответа запишите одну цифру, которая соответствует номеру правильного ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 60 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Hi, Angela. It's so good to see you again.
Hi, Paul. I'm glad to see you too.
I've heard you've been abroad. Where did you go?
It was the trip of a lifetime, actually. I was in Australia.
Wow. Sounds fantastic. Were you there on business or just for a holiday?
Neither. I was taking a course on conservation projects.
Conservation projects? What's that about?
Well, you know what conservation is, don't you?
Well, it's about conservation parks where endangered animals are kept to be protected from us, people, isn't it?
Ha ha! Close enough. But it's not only about animals. Conservation Science's mission is to let people's industrial activity work in harmony with nature. We certainly can't stop our economies from developing, but we should avoid spoiling nature at the same time. Conservation specialists should be good not only at biology, but also at statistics, computer modelling and so on.
But you've already got your diploma in management, haven't you?
Yes, I have, and it's helping me a lot in this course. Not the diploma itself, of course, but my skills in management.
I see. And now you're also a professional in conservation science.
Not yet. Far from it, actually. I have to do a half-year research project here in Britain. Then I have to present the results to my teachers in Australia. If everything's all right, I will go on studying and then probably will get a diploma in conservation science.
So, you're saying that in 6 months' time, you're going to Australia again?
Yes, in June, in winter.
In winter? Oh yes, in Australia it'll be winter. Right. I've got a Canadian friend who says Australia is a funny country because everything is upside down there.
Very funny.
And what are your plans for the near future? What are you doing this weekend?
I don't know yet. Why?
Because I want to invite you to join our skiing party.
Skiing party?
Yes. The weather people say it'll be snowing hard till Friday and the temperature will remain below zero for a few more days. A rare opportunity to ski.
It really is. Fine. I'm going too. Thanks for the invitation. At last, other things like shopping and cleaning and even studying can wait till some other time.
A wise decision. There will be all the guys you know. Katie, my neighbour, and her brother Steve, and...
Oh, that reminds me. I wanted to ask Katie to make one of her handmade bags for me. I really adore her handicrafts.
Yeah, she's got a talent for it.
And I'm absolutely hopeless at craft and drawing. I even gave up my music classes because I didn't have the patience for them.
Don't be so hard on yourself. You're very good at taking photos, remember? I haven't seen any of your Australian photos yet. I bet you've got plenty of them.
Yes, I have. I'll certainly show them to you, but not right now.
Are you in a hurry?
Yes, I have to rush, actually. I need to take my rabbit, Bunny, back home.
Your rabbit? Is it having a walk on its own, somewhere in a park?
Don't be silly. I left him with my friend. I wasn't sure my parents would care for Bunny properly. They're not particularly fond of him.
And your friend is more responsible than your parents?
Oh, she's crazy about animals. She has a dog, a cat, several hamsters and several goldfish. I don't know how she finds time for all of them. But when I or her other friends need someone to look after our pets, she's always our first choice.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again. Hi, Angela. It's so good to see you again.
Hi, Paul. I'm glad to see you too.
I've heard you've been abroad. Where did you go?
It was the trip of a lifetime, actually. I was in Australia.
Wow. Sounds fantastic. Were you there on business or just for a holiday?
Neither. I was taking a course on conservation projects.
Conservation projects? What's that about?
Well, you know what conservation is, don't you?
Well, it's about conservation parks where endangered animals are kept to be protected from us, people, isn't it?
Ha ha! Close enough. But it's not only about animals. Conservation science's mission is to let people's industrial activity work in harmony with nature. We certainly can't stop our economies from developing, but we should avoid spoiling nature at the same time. Conservation specialists should be good not only at biology, but also at statistics, computer modelling, and so on.
But you've already got your diploma in management, haven't you?
Yes, I have, and it's helping me a lot in this course. Not the diploma itself, of course, but my skills in management.
I see. And now you're also a professional in conservation science.
Not yet. Far from it, actually. I have to do a half-year research project here in Britain. Then I have to present the results to my teachers in Australia. If everything's all right, I will go on studying and then probably will get a diploma in conservation science.
So, you're saying that in 6 months' time you're going to Australia again?
Yes, in June, in winter.
In winter? Oh yes, in Australia it'll be winter. Right. I've got a Canadian friend who says Australia is a funny country because everything is upside down there.
Very funny.
And what are your plans for the near future? What are you doing this weekend?
I don't know yet. Why?
Because I want to invite you to join our skiing party.
Skiing party?
Yes. The weather people say it'll be snowing hard till Friday, and the temperature will remain below zero for a few more days. A rare opportunity to ski.
It really is. Fine. I'm going too. Thanks for the invitation. At last, other things like shopping and cleaning and even studying can wait till some other time.
A wise decision. There will be all the guys you know. Katie, my neighbour, and her brother Steve, and...
Oh, that reminds me. I wanted to ask Katie to make one of her handmade bags for me. I really adore her handicrafts.
Yeah, she's got a talent for it.
And I'm absolutely hopeless at craft and drawing. I even gave up my music classes because I didn't have the patience for them.
Don't be so hard on yourself. You're very good at taking photos, remember? I haven't seen any of your Australian photos yet. I bet you've got plenty of them.
Yes, I have. I'll certainly show them to you, but not right now.
Are you in a hurry?
Yes, I have to rush, actually. I need to take my rabbit, Bunny, back home.
Your rabbit? Is it having a walk on its own, somewhere in a park?
Don't be silly. I left him with my friend. I wasn't sure my parents would care for Bunny properly. They're not particularly fond of him.
And your friend is more responsible than your parents?
Oh, she's crazy about animals. She has a dog, a cat, several hamsters, and several goldfish. I don't know how she finds time for all of them. But when I or her other friends need someone to look after our pets, she's always our first choice.
This is the end of the task. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий по аудированию, истекло.